Hello, Mr. Vice President. Congratulations on your promotion. This is a lovely limousine you have. You're not interested. Do you even know why I'm here? Well, yes, your father did order a companion for you to celebrate your promotion. But that's not me. We cancelled her appointment and told her she could keep the fee. If you bothered to make eye contact with me, maybe you'd recognize me. Hello, old friend. Yes, it's me, though I go by Sin now. Do you want a drink? Do you still prefer bourbon? Yeah, it's been a very long time. I haven't seen you since, you know, since your father decided I wasn't good enough for you and ruined my family's life. My family? Well, my dad's dead. After your father got him fired and got the bank to foreclose on our house, we had to move into a one-bedroom apartment. All six of us. But we did what we could. My brothers got jobs as laborers, and my dad got a job as a foreman at a cybernetics factory. And then he got run over by a fork truck. That was a long time ago. My mom held on for a while, scraping together enough to survive, but she just didn't want to live without Dad. She, drank herself to death. So your father got his wish. He made sure that his son wouldn't be corrupted by some unworthy girl from a family that was merely rich, but not mega rich. And now that son has risen the ranks to become a vice president of Stardust Aviation. Which brings me to why I am here. To have my revenge. Settle down, handsome. I have no reason to take revenge on you. You were as much a pawn in all this as I was. I loved you. And I think you loved me. But your father didn't care about anything but his family's legacy. No, my anger is with your father. I plan to destroy him. And I need your help. No, I'm not going to kill him. That's too good for him. Instead, I'm going to take all of his money and destroy his company. Yes, I know that you work for Stardust too. But you and I both knew how the company got its billions. They use slave labor to produce warplanes and missiles that are used to kill innocent civilians. Your father funds rebel groups to rise up against their corrupt government so that he can sell the government weapons to kill those rebels. Look, I know you're not your father. I know that you have tried to escape his paw, and I'm going to help you do that. You're a good man. You want what's right. Stardust's financial software was written by, well, by a friend of mine. A colleague, really. We're part of an organization looking to change things. So my friend wrote a little special code in this software that will allow us to redirect the company's funds. Yes, the software security was verified by an independent consultant. Two consultants, actually, because of the importance of the system. The first consultant was another colleague, and the second, well, he agreed to look the other way for a surprisingly low fee. For us to gain access, we need to plug this data shard into the main server. It has the blockchain code to unlock the exploit. This is where you come in. As a corporate VP, you have access to that server. You just need to plug this shard into one of the spare extension slots and walk away. Easy as it can be. After a couple of days, we transfer the cash to another account and liquidate the hard assets. We probably won't get a very good price for them, but they'll sell before your father even knows what's happening. The other megacorps will care more about getting a good deal than about why Stardust is selling everything off. It's hard to resist a good bargain. We figure we'll get somewhere around 5 billion eddies in cash, plus another 30 or so for the other assets, leaving your father with nothing. Almost all of his wealth is tied up in Stardust, so when it goes down, he goes down. I might also have his house burned down. I haven't decided on that yet. Half of the money will go to take care of the factory workers that have been exploited for so long. They'll never have to work again. And 45% will go to our organization to help us take down the next mega corporation. Oh, the last 5%? That goes to Aiden Mason. Who's Aiden Mason, you ask? Well, he's my husband. Well, he's my husband on paper, at least. He doesn't exist. Yet. He's got a passport, a few bank accounts, and a nice established backstory. And he just happens to look exactly like you. Once we verify that we have access to the server, you become Aiden Mason. Then Aiden and his wife Sin live a happy, quiet little life in New Zealand with a small fortune. No, they won't come looking for us. You, or at least what they think is you, will be on the Stardust corporate jet to Brazil. We expect that your father will use the last of his power to have that plane shot down. Yeah, it's really that easy. We've planned this for years. We just needed someone on the inside with an access to the main server. And now we have that. You just have to walk into the server room, pop the shard into the slot, and walk out. Easy peasy. If you say no, I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. I know that you hate your father as much as I do, and you would love to see his fall. Well, yeah, you probably don't hate him as much as I do, but you do hate him. You told me that plenty of times back at university. Now is the chance to break free. Now is the chance to become your own man and not just your father's legacy. Now is the chance to live your own life and do what you want to do, not what your father wants you to do. You're in. That makes me very happy. First thing tomorrow morning, go into the server room and install the shard. You will see a flashing green light once it's in place. I doubt anyone will even notice you go into the server room, but if they do, just tell them that you're checking the server temperature. Then tell your father that you really enjoyed his gift, and you want to take the rest of the week off to spend with her. He'll probably lecture you about not falling in love with the whore, but he'll let you have the rest of the week to get it out of your system. The rest will be handled by my friends. You'll come back down here to the limo, where I'll be waiting for you, and then give you another blue job to celebrate our new life together. Yes, another blue job. You're going to get the first one now. Do you remember our last date? It was a long time ago, I know. But when you walked me back to my room, I told you that my roommate was leaving in a few weeks, so the next time we saw each other, we could maybe fool around a little. That maybe I'd suck your dick even. Little did either of us know what your father had planned. You do remember that. Well, it's been almost 15 years, but I'm a woman of my word. I've been waiting for a long time for this. I'll never stop thinking about you, never stop loving you, never stopped wishing that I would have fucked you. So today, you can make these wishes come true. Is that okay? Baby, I can feel how hard you are for me. Have you thought about me all these years? Have you spent all that time thinking about my kisses? About my arms wrapped around you? Have you thought about how close you got to feeling my lips wrapped around your hard cock? Unbutton my shirt. You always like to sneak a cheeky feel off my tits, but you never got to see them. You never got to take my nipples into your mouth. Oh, they were after weight. Oh, God. I've dreamt of this for so long. Suck on my nipple, love. Flick it with your tongue. Oh, I love how it feels. Don't forget the other one. Wouldn't want it to get jealous. Kiss me again. Keep playing with them, but kiss me. And I'll keep grinding against that hard cock of yours. Your kisses take me back. I feel like that happy, innocent girl at university. That's the last time I was truly happy. No one has ever kissed me the way that you do. Your cock feels wonderful grinding against my pussy. Can I see? Is it okay if I take it out of your pants? Yeah, kissing you has turned me back into the shy girl you knew. You need to make up for last time. Lift your butt up so I can slide these down. Oh, just as perfect as I've always imagined. You know, I've probably come 1,000 times playing with myself while thinking of this cock. But it was never as nice as this in my fantasies. Oh, you're already leaking a little pre-cum for me, huh? I guess you liked my little lap dance. Do you like having your balls sucked and played with? Yeah, I guess that is a bit of a silly question. I love your little moons, baby. You do like having your balls sucked while I stroke your shaft. Oh, I love how you play with my hair while I'm pressuring you. I'm going to go back to sucking this glorious dick. You like it when I take you deep down, don't you, baby? If you want, you can grab my hand and force it all the way down in your cock. No, I don't mind it at all. I'd like it, actually. Let me catch my breath for a few seconds. Oh god, so much drool everywhere. Okay, I need more, darling. God, I love that. I love having that cock all the way in my throat. I love feeling my nose jammed against you. While your cock throbs in my throat and you let out those delightful moans and gasps. I want you to come, baby. Just come in my throat. And don't stop until every last drop is mine, okay? Promise? Good. And just in time, it looks like you're home. Oh, baby, I appreciate the offer, but I need to go to let the rest of the team know that tomorrow is the day. But I'll be right here tomorrow morning to pick you up and take you to work. And I'll be right here when the job is done. But before you go, let me give you a gift. You're probably going to have some second thoughts tonight. When you do, just look at these panties and how wet sucking your cock made them. By this time tomorrow, you're going to feel all that wetness sliding up and down your cock. I love you, you know. I always have. Okay. Try to get some sleep. You'll need your energy tomorrow. Oh no, not for the job. The job is easy. But the celebration is going to be a workout.